Each sentence. Okay. One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20. But while a bus ticket is only $11. Yes, I can take the bus to the New York City.
Okay. What is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of the bus ticket is $11.
Did you say that the price of a bus ticket is $15?
No, I said the price of bus ticket is $11.
Okay. Could you read the sentences aloud?
Okay. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing, and the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Okay. Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, we can go shopping in Soho. We can watch foreign movies in the West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
Yes, I said yes. We can see Hollywood movies in the West Village.
Hollywood movies are not foreign movies.
I don't know. I thought it is. Is not?
No.
Okay, I'm so sorry. No. No, we can't. We can see foreign movies in the West Village. Okay. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the Hainan Park, which was built on an old Chennai, 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Is the Highline Park above street level?
Yes, yes, the Highline Park is above the street level.
And the Highline Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
The Highline Park is above 11th Avenue. Okay. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloister is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in Rosen, Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
Okay. The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, the Cloister is a major part of Manhattan.
Okay. And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan,
right? No, the Cloister is located in Rosen, Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
Okay. The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, the American continent is divided into North America and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountains are located in Ross, America. Okay. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane.
Okay.
Yeah.
A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yes. The solid line means, yes, we cannot cross into the other lane. No, one-way roads use white lines.
What about two-way roads?
Two-way roads use yellow lines. Okay. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture.
Is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Yes, the wildlife is more often found in rural areas.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
No, agriculture is the main source of income in rural areas.